You know, one of the things I saw, and something that interests me very much, is when I got my morning paper from the left side of the porch, that is the Baltimore Sun, right? It always slides over the left when it's thrown up there. It really does. Sometimes it slides clear off the left side. Anyway, a story in the front page, bottom, by Julie Hirschfeld Davis from the Sun National Staff. Headlined, "From the Capitol to K Street," subhead, "Hill lawmakers retire, reap millions as lobbyists." Now, this is a game you may or may not know about, but the fact is that it's gotten more and more corrupt as government keeps getting bigger. And all sorts of businesses and trade associations and so on and so forth have to pay tribute to government or they'll get punished severely. Ask Bill Gates in those days when he didn't pay sufficient tribute to the whole lobbying apparatus. And this is about Representative Billy Tauzin and Senator John Breaux, two Louisiana politicians who decided to retire from Congress, one from the House, one from the Senate, of course. And the question wasn't where they'd live or what hobby they'd take up after retiring from their powerful posts. It was which multi-million dollar offers from law firms, lobbying shops, or trade groups they would accept. And the story goes on in this regard. Tauzin was announced as the new head of the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America, a trade group that represents the nation's largest drug companies, and they're going to pay him reportedly more than $2 million a year to lobby for them. $2 million a year. Now, that's nice work if you can get it, isn't it? Which leads me to this story. I mean, look, you have to understand, that's the revolving door in Washington, is people who go there to perform what is laughably described as public service, wind up of lining their pockets in ways that even a few decades ago wouldn't have been imaginable, because that's how big government has grown. There are so many people trying to influence government. And the thing is, with former congressmen and senators, they have very important access, and that is that they can get on the floor of Congress anytime they wish, if they've been in Congress. They have use of the congressional and Senate dining rooms. They have access to the gymnasium, you know, all the kind of thing to hobnob with their former peers.